Hey friends, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with Kiran Madnani, and we're talking about Azure Alerts. Now, this is a new generation of Azure Alerts, right?
That's
it's almost
right.
a reimagination of it.
That's correct. So with Azure Alerts, we've brought all of the alerts in Azure in a single place. What we've done is we have a single experience for creating and managing all alert rules, as well as seeing all fired alerts in one place. These include a new generation of metric alerts, log alerts, and activity log alerts.
Interesting. Is this almost like a notification center for all things Azure?
That's correct. So alerting in Azure is a critical function that is provided to all our customers. Everybody who deploys a VM or any PaaS service in Azure wants to get alerted when something is going wrong.
Right.
What we've done is that we brought together the different types of alerts for each of these individual resources.
Right.
As you may know, all of these resources emit telemetry in terms of metrics or logs. Now, you can set up alerts and subsequent notifications on when these alerts fire using the metric and using the telemetry on metrics and logs.
Oh, okay. So are you saying that a customer of alerts, like let's say Compute, right, the people in Azure that do virtual machines, are they going to send you lots of information about things that are happening and then you decide whether it's an alert?
That's correct. So Compute, storage, network, or any of the PaaS services emit telemetry into our alerting platform in the in terms of metrics or logs.
Right.
And then we publish these to customers, and customers can define thresholds which, when breached, alerts fire and appropriate actions are taken.
Okay, so then all that information that's being sent to you, all the telemetry must be overwhelming. I assume you're using Azure to manage that.
That's correct. So the platform is based on Azure. In fact, we are productizing the first-party platform that we use internally to monitor our services as part of this offering.
This is interesting because I see things like log analytics and you know, how to deal with huge amounts of information for a single application. You're really doing that for everything that happens
correct.
Inside of Azure.
That's correct.
It must be a huge amount of information.
That's a lot of data that we collect and we manage, and we allow customers to simply set up alert rules for thresholds that they care about.
So what does that experience look like for the customer?
So let's take a look. So when you come to Azure portal and click on Monitor, you will see Alerts and Alerts Classic. The new experience is under Alerts, and previous generation Alerts is available under Alerts Classic. When you click on the Alerts, you come to the overview page where you have a bird's eye view of all the fired alerts in Azure. From here, you can either look at currently created and enabled alert rules, or you can create a new alert rule. Let's start by creating a new alert rule.
Okay.
Now, what entails creating a new alert rule? A target, which is a resource in Azure. Let's select a target. In this case, I have a subscription, seller.com, which will load in just a second.
All right. And these targets that I want to monitor, these are anything at all, like all things in Azure can be monitored?
Anything in Azure. So you can click on resource type, and you'll see all the different resource types that are supported by alerting. And this is a growing list. We'll continue to add on the, to this list.
And I'm even noticing a level of granularity I didn't expect, not just virtual machines, but even disks.
That's correct. So you can create alerts on storage accounts, on disks, on log analytics itself. And one of the things that we've also done is we've introduced a new technology to convert logs to metrics. So you get lower latency alerts for logs themselves. So if you want to monitor heartbeats on a virtual machine, you can do that with low latency. So the alerts will fire in less than 5 minutes, and the machine is monitored with a frequency of as low as 1 minute.
Oh, wow. Cool. All right, so you're making a new alert on seller.com.
Yeah. So let's create an alert on a virtual machine out here. And here you can see that I have a different virtual machine set up. I'm going to pick one virtual machine out here, and I see metrics and activity logs. Metrics are the metrics that are published by the compute service, and activity logs are management events on that virtual machine itself.
All right.
So I click on Done, and now I can define my criteria to set up the alert. Right, and here you see a list of all the published metrics and activity logs that are available for that virtual machine.
Again, this gets very low level, so this means that we have a level of granularity and control that we've never had before.
That's correct. So I can click on monitoring the CPU for this virtual machine, and here you have a chart showing you the trend for the past 6 hours.
Oh, it's nice that you actually sourced that during the creation of the alert.
Exactly.
So that I have that context.
You have the context available to you. I can set up a condition for the alert. I can say if CPU is greater than an average of 80%, then fire an alert, and you see a little trend line telling you where how this would fare against.
I see. So, for example, for this particular one, given that bit of context, mm-hmm. that alert will probably never fire.
That's correct. It would never fire. And then you can set your period. So you have a look back period of 5 minutes. So the data for the last 5 minutes is evaluated every minute, and you can configure that as well, to as low as a minute to as high as 24 hours. Mm-hmm. And we click on done. Right. And then you can define your alert rule. So let's give this a name, demo VM alert rule. Mm-hmm. Specify a description. I'm going to give the same description.
Well, then you can declare your severity whether you think it's a big problem.
That's correct. Whether there's a SEV 0, 1, 3, or 4, depending on what your organization deems this as. Mm-hmm. And you can define the appropriate action. So action groups is a way to specify what happens when this alert triggers.
Okay.
You can invoke a runbook, a webhook, or you can take actions like send emails, SMS, voice, invoke a trigger to create an incident in an ITSM system, and so on and so forth. Here, you will see a list of action groups that are configured. So I can just pick prod DRI as an action group, two emails are configured, and two SMSs. Mm-hmm. Or you could add a new action group. I'm just, for sake of the simplicity, I'm going to pick a previously created action group and create an alert rule. So that's it. We've now created a new alert rule called Demo VM Alert Rule that will monitor that particular VM for CPU greater than 80%.
Now, you've got a level of granularity for the things that you want to target, all the way down to bytes on the disk or CPU mm-hmm. usage. Can I create this not in this nice new user interface, but maybe as an ARM template?
That's correct. So we have ARM templates that we are in the process of publishing, which will allow users to deploy these alert rules at scale. So you can programmatically set up an alert rule for 100 or 1,000 VMs in your subscription.
That's really exciting. And also, if I were a company that were providing applications that are to be ultimately deployed onto Azure, I could include the ARM templates to mm-hmm. say, when you create Scott's shopping cart app, here are the recommended alert rules pre-configured and ready to go.
That's correct. You can set that up so that when you deploy your application, these alert rules are deployed as part of that.
Mm-hmm. And I noticed that you had email and SMS, but is there a more of a diversity of things that I could potentially do?
That's correct.
Could I alert another app?
You can set up. Last week we've introduced logic app support, so you can set up a logic app that can be invoked when an alert rule fires. So you have a variety of different things.
So a whole workflow could kick off.
Exactly.
All right, and I assume that if I had customer relationship management systems or support management systems, I could then have hooks that call into those and let me know that
something's
wrong.
Correct. So we also support webhooks, so you have flexibility to invoke these different systems. And we also have native integration with ITSM systems, service desk systems, so you can create an incident automatically when an alert rule fires.
Mm-hmm. And I understand that it's got the lowest latency we've ever had.
That's correct. So from a latency perspective, we will trigger alerts in less than 5 minutes. And you can, as a demo in the alert rule itself, you can set the frequency to as low as 1 minute.
Mm-hmm. And is this something that everyone has automatically? Like, do we all have alerts, or mm-hmm. is this something we have to pay for?
No. So everybody has alerts enabled for the resources that we support. Mm-hmm. There is a pricing model we've announced for alerts, which will be effective August 1st. Metric alerts and log alerts are charged separately, mm-hmm. Depending on what you want to do with the alerts themselves.
Okay. Is there basic alerts or free alerts?
There are a small set of free alerts that are available for customers to try out and mm-hmm. set up. Beyond those free alerts, the alerts will be chargeable.
Cool. So then we can go and learn all about this up at the Azure Docs and Azure.com?
That's correct. You can learn all about this on Azure Docs or look at the pricing on the Azure Monitor page.
And it doesn't sound like it's hard to set up at all. It's just a few minutes of time, and you've set yourself up with some fairly sophisticated alerts.
That's correct. In fact, if you look at log-based alerts, you can set up a sophisticated alert rule for logs using the same technology, using the same interface, using the same experience.
I could see where if I were trying to track down a flaky bug in production and mm-hmm. I wanted to, I could set up a very granular alert. Like, if this ever happens again, ever, let me know.
That's correct.
Fantastic.
You can absolutely do that.
All right. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
I am learning all about the great new stuff that's happening around Azure Alerts here on Azure Friday.